This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu. ونصلي ونسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor and pleasure for me to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have this beautiful hadith about stopping oppression. Muslims are to work for justice and prevent or abolish oppression and injustice. So join me as I read this hadith and translate it and explain some of its beautiful lessons so that we can beautify our understanding and practice of Islam, inshallah. Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluma. فقال رجل يا رسول الله أنصره إذا كان مظلوما أفرأيت إذا كان ظالما كيف أنصره قال تحجزه أو تمنعه من الظلم فإن ذلك نصره الراوي أنس بن مالك المصدر صحيح البخاري. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, help your brother whether he is the oppressor of the oppressed. So someone asked, O Messenger of Allah, I can help him if he is oppressed. It's understandable. But if he is the oppressor, how could I help him? He said, you restrain him or prevent him from oppressing. That is the help you can render him. The narrator is Anas ibn Malik, who served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. And we have briefly mentioned his biography. And he has transmitted so many traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was always close with the Rasulullah until he died. And the source is Sahih al-Bukhari. The above tradition is a critical tradition. It speaks of our duty to stop oppression. Why? Because one of the fundamental objectives of the divine revelation and laws is to establish justice and prevent or stop oppression. Allah says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Indeed, we send our messengers with clear proofs. And with them we send down the scripture and the balance of justice so that people may administer justice or conduct their affairs justly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started his mission. He came to a milieu of tribalism. Tribalism was the norm, that the ideology that was prevailing in Arabia at the time, it was the same ideology prevailing everywhere in the world. And Islam came to transform the minds, to transform history, to move the society in new direction. So the primary bond uniting people in a tribal society was affiliation to a particular tribe. You belong to one tribe, and in that tribe, you are saved, you're okay. You are identified with that tribe. So my tribe or your tribe, right or wrong, we should follow it. That was the ideology. The slogan was, my tribe, right or wrong. So they would be ready to take up arms for their tribe when the call is made to take up arms. لا يسألون أخاهم إذا حين يندبهم. You know, على ما قال برهانا, The exact words I do not remember. The call is made to take up arms. We will ask no question. We will rush to respond. Okay. So the same, this slogan, this was the slogan of the Arabs at the time, my tribe, right or wrong, and we should be ready to take up arms on behalf of the tribe without asking any question. In other words, they would side with their tribe, no matter whether they were the oppressors or the oppressed. Islam abolished tribalism and replace it with the universal bond of human brotherhood. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. We created you from, we made you from a single pair of male and female, we created you, and made you nations and tribes to get to know one another. So there is no room in Islam for tribalism. So the Islamic message meant that one should be committed to work for justice and stop oppression of all sorts. You ought to side with the oppressed and stop the oppression. By doing so, you are helping him against the shaitan. By stopping the oppressor and restraining him, holding him off from oppression, you are indeed helping the oppressor actually, against the shaitan and the evil soul within. Because today we claim to have moved away from tribalism. The world today claims to be progressive. This is democracy, pluralism, human rights, whatnot. And we claim to have embraced universal values and human rights. But in reality, if you look, observe carefully, we still practice tribalism. Only the wording and the slogans, instead of the pagan slogan, my tribe, right or wrong, we have replaced my nation, right or wrong. So tribe is replaced by nation. So each nation is against the other. Each nation only taking care of itself. So we see the hypocrisy of the powerful nations attacking the weaker nations. And they voice the slogan of justice when they themselves are attacked or invaded, you know. So it's only one-way traffic. The Prophet ﷺ brought about a revolution in beliefs among the Arabs and those who embrace Islam. For the first time, tribal mindset was replaced with the universal brotherhood. Message of universal brother. He constructed a society free from oppression and injustice. It was possible only by introducing new ideas and beliefs, replacing the old ones. So the Prophet is teaching them the new ideology. So he is starting with the concept they already know. Help your brother, whether he is the oppressor or the oppressed. So because they had converted to Islam, they were confused. How can Rasulullah, after having moved us from tribalism to Islam, say we must help the oppressor as well? Hence the question, how are we supposed to help the oppressor? The Prophet explained, when your brother oppresses someone, you ought to stop him. And by doing so, you are helping him. The opposite is to help him to commit oppression by aiding him or condoning his action. We may think, because of our limited mindset, material mindset, we may think we are helping him by helping him commit oppression and condoning the act of oppression. Actually, the real fact is, the truth is, by doing so, we are helping shaitan against him. Because if he were to persist in oppression, he is endangering his life, his salvation. Once the Prophet heard a noise, and when he came out, he saw two young men, one from Muhajir side, another from Ansar, each one of them calling out their peoples. Muhajir calling out the Muhajirin, and the Ansari calling out for the Ansar. So they are raising the Jahiliya slogan. On hearing them, the Prophet exclaimed, "Are you raising pagan slogans in Islam?" And then he told them, "You are to help your brother, whether he is the oppressor or the oppressed. And the way to help the oppressor is to stop him from committing aggression. You don't use the slogans of tribal slogans." To better understand the lesson the Prophet is imparting, let us take the example of a child playing with fire. You see a child rushing to put his hand in the fire. Surely you would rush to stop him. We know if we don't stop, he would burn himself. The same is the case with the adults who are oppressing others. They are endangering themselves and others. Allah warns us against oppression in so many places in the Quran. Quran repeatedly warns against oppression in all forms. To cite a few verses, وَمَا لِلَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. There is no one to help the oppressors against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ أَلَى اللَّالِمِينَ. Indeed, the wrath and curse of Allah will fall on the oppressors. وَقِيلَ لِلَّالِمِينَ ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. And the oppressors will be told, taste the bitter fruits of your actions. So Allah teaches us the oppressors, individuals and nations, are exposing themselves to the wrath of Allah, and Allah will never spare them. Allah may give them a chance for some time, and then وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخَذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. The Prophet said, Muslims have a mandate to fight oppression. Once the Prophet, this is a mistake. So, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ. And thus, your Lord catches the nations that are oppressive, and he will punish them, and his punishment is bitter and severe. So Muslims have a mandate to fight oppression. Lessons we learn from here is Islam abolished tribalism, replacing it with the universal brotherhood. Muslims are to work to eliminate oppression and injustice. That's possible only when we stop siding our people, whether they are just or unjust. We ought to stand with the oppressed. To do that, we need to stop the oppressor. If we neglect this duty, we will incur the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran warns us that Allah will never let go the oppressors. His punishment will befall on them as well as those who aid or condone them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.